In the 21st century, a battle doesn't always stick to the conventions of troops and hardware to gain an advantage. These days, cyber warfare is done electronically. That point made clear this week with reports that Israel and the U.S. conspired to create a computer virus called the Flame to interrupt Iran's nuclear program.
If there could be an agreement on a technical fix having to do with a threshold above which we may be talking about a weapons program, maybe that provides some prospect for an agreement, even though the two sides certainly don't trust each other.
Experts say the Flame virus was likely created by the same state responsible for the Stuxnet virus that targeted Iran's nuclear power plant in 2010. Many suspect Stuxnet was the work of Israeli intelligence.
Experts say the Flame virus has a complex design and a wide range of capabilities. It essentially collects information to return to the sender by monitoring keystrokes, camera equipment, and audio equipment. It even collects data and information from wireless Bluetooth devices.
The Flame virus is reported to have affected at least 600 computer systems in Egypt, Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine. Experts say Western interests are aggressively gathering information over Iran's intentions, despite the Islamic Republic being a signatory of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and its constant insistence that its nuclear program is for peaceful energy purposes only. The information obtained from the Flame will be fielded by the NSA. The CIA is also involved in the cyber campaign.
And be able then to not only read what is being said, be able to edit it, be able to eliminate it, be able to actually, be able basically to spy on it, to perform espionage.
The Flame, Stuxnet, and other types of malware won't be the last of computer viruses for military purposes. Experts say cyberspace is now the latest frontier in warfare between states. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.